preliminary development of SIARA, 62F assistive robotic arm, Jade Kluener 1, 2, Charles Doyon 1, 2, Jason Bufar 2, 3, Alexandra Kampolikars 1, 2-1 Department of Mechanical Engineering, Université Laval, 2 Center for Interdisciplinary Research in Rehabilitation and Social Integration, CIRRIS, 3 Department of Kinesiology, Université Laval. Abstract: people with upper body disabilities may be limited in their activities of daily living. Assistive robotic arms, ARA, can help by facilitating the execution of daily living tasks and increasing user independence. However, one main drawback is that ARAs are expensive and thus not fully accessible, mainly due to actuation costs. The general goal of the SIARA project is to develop a low-cost assistive robotic arm able to lift household objects and reach the ground as well as the user's mouth. This paper focuses on mechanical innovation concepts to decrease the actuator torque requirements in order to use low-cost actuators. This is performed with two main concepts, namely optimizing the robot kinematic architecture and static balancing. Introduction: people living with upper body disabilities rely on caregivers to perform activities of daily living. This restriction of autonomy is problematic in the context of aging population and labor shortage. 1-2. One solution is the use of assistive technologies, AT, to help regain a certain degree of autonomy. 1. In regard to ATS, it has been shown that assistive robotic arms, ARA, can help people living with disabilities by facilitating the execution of daily living tasks and increasing user independence. 3-4. Indeed, such robots may assist people in various tasks such as eating, drinking, moving various objects, turning book pages, opening and closing doors, and turning on and off electrical and electronic systems. 1. Various ARAs have been developed, such as the Manus Arm 5, later known as IRM, Exact Dynamics, Raptor 6, Jacko 7, Roblink 8, Robotic Grabber, the Weston 9, and others 10-11. ARAs are usually installed on a wheelchair and comprise between 4 and 6 degrees of freedom, DF. Control interfaces such as joysticks and switches allow the user to control the arm in space to accomplish tasks. 12. As with many ATS, the main barrier to the adoption of ARA is the cost. 13-14. Indeed, ARAs such as Jacko and IRM retail in the range of $35,000, which is expensive for the target population. Even so, the number of such devices may not be claimed under government and insurance programs. At the other end of the spectrum, there exist small low-cost toy hobby robots in the range of $200 to $2,000, such as Dinkerkit Braccio, Clickbot, Lynx Motion, LSS, Control and Neria 1. These robots, however, do not provide enough range, motion or payload capacity to be used in practice and accomplish daily living tasks. Still, there is an important price gap between the two classes of robots, professional rehabilitation robots and toy robots, with no intermediary solution. The main reason is due to actuation. While low-cost servo motors can be used in robotic hobby toys due to the small payload and range, professional rehabilitation robots require actuators providing high torque values, between 3.6 and 12.0 nanometers for Jacko 7, to accomplish daily living tasks, for an effective payload of 1.8 kilograms at a 0.9 meter reach. For the latter, it is necessary to use actuators such as DC motors along with compact gearboxes and controllers, which are more expensive and lead to a costlier overall solution. Still, 81% to 90% of objects manipulate a daily weight less than 300 g, 15-16. It is therefore expected that an ARA with smaller actuators combined with innovative mechanical design and control algorithms would fulfill most needs of people living with severe upper limb disabilities. Objectives: the general objective of this project is to develop a low-cost assistive robotic arm able to lift household objects and reach the ground in the user's mouth when installed on a wheelchair through mechanical and algorithmic innovations. This paper focuses on mechanical innovation concepts that decrease the actuator torque requirements to enable the use of low-cost actuators. This is performed with two main concepts, namely optimizing the robot kinematic architecture and static balancing. The arm is developed through an iterative process in collaboration with researchers in engineering and rehabilitation as well as occupational therapists and end users, with a user-centered approach based on design thinking. 17. Summary description: SIARA 6UF assistive robotic arm is designed to be mounted on a wheelchair, as shown in Figure 1A. It has 6UF, Figure 1B, excluding the opening closing of the gripper. SIARA has a reach of 1.1 meters, figure 1C, and can hold a payload of 300 g when fully extended. and 600G when mid-extended. A payload of 300G covers 81% of 43 of the most important household objects in 15. When installed on a wheelchair, the robotic arm can reach both the floor and the user's head. It is designed not to interfere with the movements and displacements of the user in his or her environment. The first UF of SIARA is a statically balanced forearm mechanism, which reduces the torque required by the first actuator. In this paper, the selection of the architecture is first presented, followed by the presentation of the static balancing, and the first mechanical design. Wheelchair 3D model courtesy of AMI Systems Architecture. The first step in the design of SIARA was the selection of its architecture. The architecture refers to the number of joints, the type of joints, e.g., rotary, prismatic, their orientation, and their sequence, which one is first and which one follows the other. These choices have an enormous impact on the final solution in terms of required torque values, cumbersomeness, interference with the environment, e.g., wheelchair, user, table, and ease of use. To this end, different architectures have been studied and their advantages drawbacks are summarized below. One possible architecture, A1, shown in figure 2, is a standard ARA architecture. 7. The spherical wrist of this architecture, axis of joints 4, 5, 6 intersect at one point, simplifies kinematic calculations. However, the link's length creates high actuator torque requirements for joint 2. A second architecture, A2, shown in figure 3, consists of a 7-2F solution where a small robotic arm derived from A1 is mounted on a swivel plate. This way, the length of the arm's links can be reduced, thus requiring high torque values, mainly only for joint 1. However, this architecture has a redundant 2F, joints 1 and 4, which might not be necessary, and which might increase the cost of the solution because of the need for a 7th actuator. A third architecture, A3, relies on A2 with joint 4 removed, as shown in figure 4. But the robot still reaches both the ground and the user's head. However, the required torque on joint 2 is high when the swivel plate is not parallel to the floor. The architecture A4, based on A3, replaces the swivel plate by a forearm mechanism, shown in figure 5, which reduces the torque provided by the actuator at joint 2. Indeed, thanks to the forearm mechanism, joint 2 is always parallel to gravity, which reduces considerably the torque required by joint 2. Architecture A5, shown in figure 6, is a variant of A5, but where joints 1 and 2 are reversed. However, in order to reach the user's head, the length would have to be much longer to reach both the floor and the user's mouth, which would increase the torque required by joint 2. Criteria architecture A1, A2, A3, A4, A5 required torque. Cumbersomeness. Number of 2F67666. In the end, the selected architecture is A4, figure 5, since it best meets the selection criteria presented in table 2. Indeed, A4 requires the least amount of torque to the actuators on the arm, joint 2. As for joints 1 and 2, they can be statically balanced to reduce the torque provided by their actuator, presented in the next section. Static balancing joint torque, NM, without balancing with balancing 17.01.533.51.01. Way to reduce the torque required by the actuators is with static balancing using springs, counterweights or hydraulic cylinders. Since the robot will operate in close proximity to humans, it is important to ensure that it remains safe. If counterweights are positioned too far from the robot, the addition of moving masses can increase the risk of interference with the environment, which is not desirable. If they are too close to the robot, their weight should be high enough so to produce a significant torque for balancing. The preferred method is therefore the installation of springs, which is facilitated by the presence of the forearm mechanism. The balancing of SIARA's joint 1 is shown in figure 7, where the linear spring force opposes the payload force and the robot's weight, thus reducing the torque provided by the actuator at joint 1. Similarly, figure 8 shows the static balancing of joint 3, with a torsion spring. Table 2 presents the torque provided by actuators 1 and 3, the most solicited actuators with a 300G payload, without and with static balancing. The springs compensate the robot's weight in its extended position along with 150G of the payload. Only 150G of the maximum 300G payload is balanced because balancing for the full payload would require higher torques from the motors when no payload is present. Wheelchair 3D model courtesy of AMI Systems Mechanical Design. A preliminary design, as shown in figure 1, was made where the materials were chosen, the actuators selected, and the robot's dimensions defined. The arm will mostly be made of ABS plastic, while the forearm mechanism will be made of aluminum, and the actuation will be done by smart servo motors since they are affordable and provide the necessary torque. Discussion and conclusion. This paper has presented a 6 UFO assistive robotic arm, SIARA, which aims to help people living with upper body disabilities by facilitating the execution of daily living tasks. The objective was to decrease the actuator torque requirements in order to use low-cost actuators, which in turn would lead to a low-cost overall solution. This was performed by optimizing the robot kinematic architecture along with static balancing. Future work will consist in completing the design and producing a prototype, including actuation and kinematic algorithms. Then, the usability of the prototype will be tested by people living with upper body disabilities with and without experience using an ARA to get their comments and further improve the design. Acknowledgements. This work was supported by the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada, NSERC. Thanks to Cassandra Galina Stridel and Francois Vezin the Paquet for their participation in the preliminary design. Thanks also to Amy Systems for providing a CAD of their wheelchair, used in figures 1, 7 and 8. References 1. Van der Loos, H. M. Rankensmeer, D. J. Guglielmelli, E. 2016. Rehabilitation and Healthcare Robotics. Springer Handbook of Robotics, pages 1685-1728. Springer. 2. Ministère de la Famille du Québec. Les Anges du Québec, Quelques Duns Recentes, Doyux Humed. 2018. 3. Rauthier, F. Archambault, P. S. Sear, M.C., Mayhew, V., and LeMay, M. 2014. Benefits of Jacko Robotic Arm on Independent Living and Social Participation. Rehabbing and Assist Tech Society of North America, RESNA, Conf. 4. Baudouin, M., Letter, J., Rauthier, F., Archambault, P.S., LeMay, M., Galinas, I. 2019. Long-Term Use of the Jacko Robotic Arm. A Case Series, Disability and Rehabilitation. Assistive Technology, 14.3, 267-275, 5. Dreesen, BJF, Evers, H.G., Weirden, J.A.V., 2001. Manus, a wheelchair-mounted rehabilitation robot. Proceedings of the Institution of Mech Eng, Part H, Journal of Eng and Medicine, 215.3:285, 290. 6. Mahoney R.M., 2001. The Raptor Wheelchair Robot System. Integration of Assistive Tech in the Infage. 7. Campolikaers, A. Lamontagne, H. Latour, S. and Elekier, LJC, 2019. Kinova Modular Robot Arms for Service Robotics Applications. Rapid Automation, Concepts, Methodologies, Tools, and App. IGI Global. 8. Hudson, CL, and Morel Pacheco, G. G. 2013. Roblink, Modular Robot Arm. Retrieved from https://digitalcommons.wpi.edu/mqp-all/22239 Hillman, M., Hagen K., and Norwood R. 2002. The Weston Wheelchair Mounted Assistive Robot. Urbitica. 10. Toy Alma, H., Kawamoto, H., Sankai, Y. 2019. Development of Cybernic Robot Arm to Realize Support Action Cooperated with Hemiplegic Person's Arm. IEEE Conf on Engineering and Medicine and Biology Society, ENBC. 11. Al-Qasimi, R. Duby, R. 2007. Maximizing Manipulation Capabilities for People with Disabilities Using a 9-to-F Wheelchair-Mounted Robotic Arm System. IEEE 10th International Conf on Rehabilitation Robotics, ICRR. 12. Campolikaers, A. Mayhew, V. LePage, S. Lamontagne, H. Latour, S. Paquet, L. Hardy, N. 2016. Jacko Assistive Robotic Device. Empowering People with Disabilities Through Innovative Algorithms. Rehabilitation Engineering and Assistive Technology Society of North America, RESNA, Conf. 13. Statistics Canada, 2013. Disability in Canada. Initial Findings from the Canadian Survey on Disability. 14. Aram, R. 2012. A Profile of Persons with Disabilities Among Canadians Aged 15 Years or Older. Stat Canada. 15. Choi, Y.S., Dale, T., Chen, T., Glass, J.D. and Kemp, C.C., 2009. A List of Household Objects for Robotic Retrieval Prioritized by People with ALS. IEEE 11th International Conf on Rehabilitation Robotics. 16. Matsumoto, Y. Nishida, Y. Motomura, Y. Akawa, Y. 2011. A concept of needs-oriented design and evaluation of assistive robots based on ICF. IEEE International Conference on Rehabilitation Robotics, pages 16-17. Brown, T. 2009. Change by Design, 15. Alternative text figure 1. Figure 1A shows the robot SIARA mounted on a wheelchair. SIARA's first link is a four-bar mechanism, attached near the wheelchair seat, followed by an articulated arm. Figure 1B indicates the six rotary joints of SIARA, the first one being at the base of the four-bar mechanism, allowing the robot to move in all six Cartesian components, translation and rotation. Figure 1C shows SIARA in its extended position, where its length, from the beginning of the four-bar mechanism to the middle of the gripper, is 1.1 meter. Figure 2. Figure 2 shows the architecture A1, representing a standard 6UFARA. The first rotation is a vertical rotary joint fixed on the wheelchair, and the last three joints form a spherical wrist. Figure 3. Figure 3 shows the architecture A2, composed of a small standard 6UFARA mounted on a swivel plate, rotating on a horizontal axis fixed to the wheelchair, creating a 7th UF. Figure 3A shows the robot reaching the floor, and Figure 3B shows the robot reaching the user's head, thanks to the swivel plate giving a wide range of motion to the small arm. Figure 4. Figure 4 shows the architecture A3, which is similar to A2, but with only 6UF. The joint removed from A2 is located right before the spherical wrist. Figure 5. Figure 5 shows the architecture A4. On which the swivel plate from A3 was replaced by a four-bar mechanism. This modification allows the vertical rotary joint at the base of the articulated arm to always remain vertical. Figure 6. Figure 6 shows the architecture A5. Compared to A4, the four-bar mechanism is placed at the second joint instead of the first. Figure 7. Figure 7 shows the robot SIARA in its extended position and indicates the forces applied when using static balancing with a linear spring attached to two diagonal corners of the four-bar mechanism. The gravity creates a vertical force on the payload in the gripper and on the robot at its center of mass, opposing the actuator's torque situated at the base of the four-bar mechanism. The linear spring creates a force in order to keep the four-bar mechanism in its original position, which helps the actuator. Figure 8. Figure 8 shows the robot SIARA in its extended position and indicates the forces applied when using static balancing with a torsion spring placed on joint 3, situated after the vertical rotary joint. The gravity creates a vertical force on the payload in the gripper and on the robot at its center of mass, opposing the actuator's torque of joint 3. The torsion spring creates a torque at joint 3, opposing the torque created by gravity, which helps the actuator.